They just opened a new mall complex in the south section of Shreveport.
Mm-hmm. So north, south, downtown, that would be about it?
Right.
Okay. Is there a section in town where most of the big banks are located, their main offices?
No, mostly downtown.
Is Shreveport big enough to have what some cities, people in some cities would call a financial district? Or anything that you recognize as a financial district?
Well, like most of the large corporations, larger banks and so forth are downtown on the main strip going through downtown Texas Street.
Yeah. What about most of the big stores, retail?
There are very few. I mean, downtown, everybody's moving out. They're going back, you know, to the malls.
Yeah.
And they're moving, slowly moving south of town to the big ones.
What about in Shreveport? Are there any neighborhoods that you identify with different ethnic groups?
Yes.
What would it
be? Spring Lake. That's where the usually the higher class, you know, is at. And then, well, farther down Shreveport, you have the more of the I guess you'd call them mansions type. And Northtown is smaller, at middle class. And then on the west side, you have more of the black population. Southwest and around downtown, most of the black section.
Most of the blacks in Shreveport would be in the southwest of town, so?
Southwest around downtown.
Mm-hmm. Is that the main division in Shreveport, just between blacks and whites, or are there any others, you know, like Orientals or?
There's not only a bigger population of Orientals or Mexicans. Or
yeah.
Not a noticeable.
Okay. Talking about black neighborhoods, are there any business areas that you could identify as, you know, a black business district or anything like that? Do the blacks have all stores in any part of town?
Well, around Cooper Road, that's really the, I guess that's really the, you know, bottom of the pole area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have stores and everything.
Yeah.
You know, shotgun houses and things like that.
What do you mean about shotgun
houses? Well, rent houses, you know, things like that. Of course, you know, they're not owned by the people, but they have a lot of stores and everything like that.
Yeah, I see. Are there any names for any of these sections of town where blacks or whites, for that matter, live that an outsider might not recognize? Like, I was interviewing a person in Starkville, Mississippi, and she was telling me about a lower-income black neighborhood that people in town call Dodge City. You know, is there anything like that in Shreveport?
Well, I mean, when you say Cooper Road, I mean, you about take it all in. But that's about it. There's a Motown.
Motown. Where is that?
That's about two blocks away, due west from downtown.
Black neighborhood?
Yes.
Rough?
Very.
Very rough. Yeah. Okay. All right. I think you mentioned this before, but any other upper class neighborhoods, maybe naming streets or residential areas, you know, just for the well to do?
It's most probably Spring Lake.
Spring Lake, yeah. Yeah. Are there any places where well-to-do blacks live, or are they mixed with whites?
No, you don't find all that, you don't find mixing really all that much.